Yeah, absolutely. It was definitely a big game for us. Very important, you know. Every game now down the stretch is tough, especially when we play teams that are in the playoff picture in the Western Conference. And it's going to be huge. So tonight we came out with great focus. We played well on both ends. We got the lead this time and maintained it, which was very important. So that was a key for us tonight, and we was able to get it done.
How much of that was talked about going into the fourth quarter, knowing that the last couple of times you guys gave up big leads?
Absolutely. That's something that, as players, we all talk about. You know, it gives us motivation in itself to really try to maintain the lead and play hard in the fourth quarter, no let-ups. And, you know, coaching staff as well implement those keys and talk about not letting up and maintain the pressure that we've been applying. So we did that in the fourth quarter, and we kept the lead and got the win.
What about you tonight?
Yeah, just, you know, just understanding how important this game really was for us. And I wanted to come out with great focus on both ends. You know, try to spark some energy out there and really just try to dominate, you know. So I think tonight as a team we did a great job of that. You know, we all played particularly well, you know. So if we keep this effort up and keep playing the way we are, then we're going to be in good shape.
Do your eyes just light up when you see a little guy on you, like at the end of the game there?
Yeah, I don't know what the strategy was, but, you know, I always take what the defense gives me. You know, sometimes they put, you know, the big guy from Ukraine on me, and then there's times where Boozer was guarding me, then there's times where C.J. Miles was guarding me. So, you know, I just take what the defense gives me and play from there.
What's it feel like on nights like tonight when you are dominant like that and you're, I mean, like you said, Craig said, you're scoring at will and it just seems like everything's going in. Can you feel it out there, one of those games like that?
Yeah, you can tell when you get in the zone, you know, when you're feeling comfortable out there. You know, it all comes from practice and getting repetition up and really preparing yourself before the game. Which allows you to be comfortable and stay comfortable on the basketball court game time, you know. So really felt pretty good out there. But there's really no difference from any other game, to be honest with you. Some nights your shot falls, some nights it doesn't, you know. But when you bring the focus like we did tonight, collectively we'll get a win.
Defensively, they only shot like 38%. You guys did it.
That's great. That's phenomenal. You know, and then they're a team that score at will. You know, a lot of backdoor cuts and screens, and you know they're pretty good at the, you know, points in the paint. Tonight we did a phenomenal job. Then, you know, blocking shots tonight was great from all of us. You know, so we played great defensively.
Coach Sloan said it so well that you being down there by the other end there toward the end kind of started his way out of the game, I guess, toward the end. Did you kind of maybe act like you were tagging in response to that?
Yeah, I'm not sure what he's commenting on. The game was over according to the clock. I ran down to give my guys high fives and like I always do after every game. So I think that's just an excuse he's making up.
Do you remember what two shots you missed?
I don't know.
You mad that you missed two?
You may know which ones I missed, huh?
I don't remember.
I don't know.
You probably got the rematch.
One of those nights.
Did you enjoy the backcourt steal there?
Yeah, that was nice. That was nice. That was definitely a momentum booster for us. You know,
the two quick buckets there really getting close.
Oh yeah. They were starting to make a run, and we cut their run short with a couple baskets there. You know, so that was definitely a momentum shift.